Hey guys, welcome to episode 10 of the Little Seeds podcast on personal finance. Every week we look at something interesting in the world of finance. This week is no different. This week we are going to be talking about what is a CIBIL score. CIBIL in itself stands for Credit Information Bureau of India Limited. It's a rating agency that basically looks at an adult individual and gives them a rating on the past financial performances, on the loans they have taken, how they paid back, etc. Taking all of this, it gives the individual a score called the CIBIL score. So today we are going to be talking about why this score is so important, and we are also going to be seeing how you can improve your CIBIL rating and keep your score pretty high. Ready? Let's get to it. So, what is a CIBIL score? You know, when you were in school, how would you know a good student from a bad student? Or maybe even how would you know who's a better sports person, who's good at cricket, who's not good in cricket? Okay, so you know a good student from a bad student by the marks they score in an exam. Could be history, geography, whatever it is, or maybe overall, all put together. When you rank everyone on the marks they score, then you know who is a really good student, who is a bad student. Similarly, in cricket, a person who scores more runs is a better batsman over a period of time, a person who takes the most wickets, better wicketkeeper, so on and so forth. Now, in these two scenarios, the marks and runs act as a measure to help you to distinguish between a good from a bad or poor. Similarly, adults require some kind of a rating in order to be distinguished from who can be trusted with money and who cannot. Let's say you're applying for a car loan or a home loan or even a credit card. The companies who are going to be giving you this money who will be giving you the products in exchange for that money need to assess whether it is trustworthy to give that money to you or to lend you the product and then take the money from you later. Now that is where a CIBIL score comes in. It's practically not possible for you to every time give an entire history of everything you've done in the past and then prove to the companies, you know what, I've taken loans 20 years back, I've paid it on time. You can't keep giving documents like that, right? So that's where a CIBIL agency comes in. They assess the scores, and this score gives an indication to the bank and lenders of the creditworthiness of an individual. So basically, the score that the CIBIL company gives you, that looks at past financial performances of you in terms of the loans you've taken, what you paid back, have you defaulted on anything, late payments, blah, blah, blah. And these guys, that's the guys at CIBIL, aggregate all of these and then they give each individual a score that ranges from 300 to 900. The higher you score, the better for you. And typically in India, 750 and above is considered as a good score. So why is this CIBIL score important? Like I said, anytime you actually approach an institution for some kind of financial support, you need money from them or you need to buy something from them on credit, or of late I've also been hearing a couple of instances where companies check your CIBIL score in order to check your responsibilities before they give you a job, right? So companies use your credit history and past credit information to know if it is safe to give you money or give you some responsible position. In India, they check your CIBIL rating to decide whether to lend you money or not. In some countries such as US and Canada, the credit score actually plays a much more important role, right? They not only decide whether to give you the loan or not, but they also base the rate of interest that is given to you based on the credit score. Let me give you an example. Let's say you have a really good credit score. You can get a 6% interest rate. Someone who has a very, very bad credit score will not be denied a loan, but they will be given it at a 14% interest rate perhaps. So US and Canada play it that way. Thankfully, in India, the CIBIL rating does not affect the rate of interest that much. But who knows, maybe in the future they may. So as of now, there are a couple of scenarios where a CIBIL score is looked at. One, when you're applying for a credit card. Two, when you're applying for home loans. Three, maybe even personal loans, auto loans, consumer loans, any other form of loan products. Four, when you're opening a current account that involves some kind of overdraft or credit facilities. And five is when you take up key high-level jobs in companies which look at your score when hiring you to assess your responsibility, right? Now let's look at how is a CIBIL score calculated. It's not an easy way to look at it, and then the company, that's a CIBIL agency itself, does not divulge their rating criteria easily. They don't actually tell the world how they do it. End of the day, what they do say is that their CIBIL score is based on a couple of important factors which we know. And the first and foremost on that is the past loans that you have taken. The rating agencies get a report from all the banks and lenders on every individual. The loans and credits you have taken in the past are tied to your PAN account number. As such, the agency is able to look at your past performance on these loans. How much money you borrowed, how much you paid back, and did you miss any payments, etc. They are all there. The second thing that the company looks at is your credit hungriness or utilization. Now, it is possible for you to have a limit of 5 lakhs and you keep, you know, borrowing 4.5 lakhs or other 5 lakhs. And that basically puts you at a greater risk, right? Because you're going to struggle to pay back. You're pretty much leveraging your loans to the hilt. So this naturally means that you have less room to take up more debt, or even worse, this high credit utilization indicates that you already have a lot to pay back beyond your means. This, the company says, will inversely affect your credit scores and credit report. And the third and last thing the company looks at is your liabilities mix. So on your credit report, if you look at it, you actually have a list of all the assets that you have, or not complete list of assets, but at least your bank accounts and the loans you have taken and what kind of credit facilities you have open, etc. Now within these, there are two different major types of liabilities. One is your secured debt, the other is your unsecured debt. Secured debt is something which you have taken borrowing against a particular asset, like a home loan, where your home is the asset and you have taken money for that home. Car loan or gold, where car or gold is your asset. And these are all called secured debts, and these are little less riskier for the banks, so they have a higher score for you if you've taken these. Then you also have the unsecured debts, where there is nothing underlying for the loan itself, like your credit card or your personal loans. So for these things, you don't really have some things as security to the bank. So these are called unsecured debts. So the CIBIL agency basically considers a mix of how much you have, what percentage of your liabilities are secure and what percentage is unsecured, and they base this also in terms of assessing your credit score. So to sum it, there are three basic criteria they look at. One is the past loans you've taken, how well you paid it back. Two is how much utilization of your limits you have utilized in the past. Third and last is what is your percentage of secured versus unsecured debt. That's nothing but your liabilities mix. Now, how can you keep a high CIBIL score? And like I said, CIBIL is a very important metric to an adult who's basically looking for any kind of financial support right now or maybe even in the future. So it is important for you to keep a good score. And like I said, a score of 750 and more is considered as good. And almost anyone in India who has a PAN card and who's ever taken a loan in the past already has a CIBIL score to their name. So here are some ways in which you can actually improve your credit score and keep it really high. The first and foremost is pay back on time every time. If you've ever taken a loan, if you've taken an EMI or any kind of credit facility, please make sure you pay it back on time. This is the single most deteriorating factor to your CIBIL score. Defaulting on loans and not paying it on time impacts your score in a big, big way. So always take whatever you've taken, please make sure you're paying it back before the due date. Don't miss any payments. Second, and another important one, is use what is given to you, close the rest. So some of us tend to have like 5 credit cards, 7 credit cards, 10 credit cards, and 20 bank accounts. It's not required. Just keep what is required for you. And all those chota mota credit cards which you don't really need, like some card you will have for 10,000 rupees, 20,000 rupees, which is not really required, close those out. Because there is a lot of headache involved in maintaining them, one. And two is it inversely affects your credit score. There is just no point in holding on to them. So if you don't need it, please close it. Three, the point number three to keep your score high is keep watch and be alert on your CIBIL score. So credit score is a very important factor. And I personally, for me, maybe once or twice, my dad maybe once, a couple of other people I know more than once, where there have been errors or mistaken reports in the CIBIL rating. So there are plenty of apps out there that give you your CIBIL score for free. Please keep a look at it all the time. Right, maybe once in a couple of months, just go there to check out what your score is. And at least once in a year, actually pay for a full CIBIL report. Some companies may give you the entire report for free. I think Cred gives it for free. ET Money gives the report for free. Try to get that once in a year at least. If not, the actual report on the CIBIL site costs you about 550 rupees. Try to download the report once a year at least to take a look at what kind of assets, liabilities are shown on the report. So if you notice something unusual or mistaken, please get in touch with the CIBIL agency through their contacts section and let them know so that you can be corrected at once and you're not impacted adversely. So that's point number three. And point number four, and another important point, is borrow within your means, right? So if you are earning 50,000 rupees and a month, let's say you're making 50,000 bucks a month, and you will need at least half of that to take care of your household expenses, right? So if you apply for a personal loan of 5 lakh rupees or 25 lakh rupees, you know, crazily 25 lakh rupees all of a sudden, it's not a good sign. Everyone is going to be curious, how are you going to pay it back? Even for credit cards, try to utilize your credit limit as less as you can. Don't ever over leverage it. If your credit card has got a limit of 1 lakh, don't ever stay always on the borderline of 90,000, 95,000. Try to maybe utilize up to 60% of your credit limits in a card. If you've already utilized 60% in a card, try to use another card. Alright, so by borrowing within your means, you're showing the credit agency that you are a responsible person who does not get too greedy for money often. And end of the day, this is not your money, right? You're borrowing today, so you'll have to pay back tomorrow. And the more you borrow, the more suspicious the agency is going to get. Alright, so to sum it up, as the world moves to a more digital form, the tactics we used to use 10 years back to get your uncle or your local MLA to put in a word for you so that you can get a loan no longer works. No bank is going to ever listen to your uncle or an MLA. Companies are moving fast and artificial intelligence is evolving even faster than that. So, it is in your own interest to be financially responsible and proactively maintain a good credit score. Improve your credit reports, CIBIL report and other credit scores to enjoy a better credit card approval rate and loans, credit, maybe everything is going to be a little easier for you with a good rate. Alright, that's it for today guys. Ask your questions in the comment section below and keep this interactive. Take care and stay safe. Bye-bye.